Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets returning home for the first time in the 2020 calendar year, taking on Minnesota Morris in UMAC conference action. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Greg Polkowski. And coach, it's been a while, I feel like, since you've been at home. We talked about this a little bit before we started recording this interview. Mm-hmm. But you guys have been on the road for a while now. You piled up five straight games away. Not bad results, however. You guys have done pretty well, 4-1 or 3-2, I should say, actually, in that stretch and winning the last three. Had a chance to make it 4-1, but came up a little bit short against Edgewood. We'll talk about that on another day. But last time out, probably your most impressive offensive performance, definitely your most impressive offensive performance of the year, scoring 116 points against Finlandia, getting 18 guys in the game, having 14 of them score in the game. Must have been really gratifying to be able to see your team just kind of spread around the offense and pile up the points in a way that we haven't seen around here in a really long time.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, as you mentioned, we've been on the road for five straight, and the most recent one being up in Finlandia. I mean, a four-hour-plus trip, switched time zones. I don't know if only a couple of our guys on our team have even ever played up there, so it could be a difficult place to play. And, you know, they are struggling a little bit from a win-loss standpoint, but, you know, they've played some teams close. They've played a fairly challenging schedule, so I was just happy to see our guys go execute right off the bat, get stopped. And we got guys in, and guys have earned the chance to do that. So I'm glad it all worked out that way. And, it's been a good last three games there. We've had different challenges in each one. And the St. Norbert trip was really good for us, too. Didn't come out the way we wanted, but it was still a good trip. So, but now happy to be home, though.
You know, it's interesting to look at that schedule of five games, the way you guys kind of set it up a little bit going down to play St. Norbert, who's now a top 25 team. Yeah. And based on the results, they're every bit deserving of that. I mean, they've had some tremendous wins this year. They beat the defending national champs, UW Oshkosh. Knew that was going to be a tough game. The game against Edgewood, you had a chance to win it late and got a call go against you. Mm-hmm. The two free throws ended up costing you that game. But then three in a row in the league and still sitting at 6-0. Yeah. And then you follow it up with a really impressive win at Finlandia. Seems like you guys are really picking up momentum as you move along here this year, I guess is the point I'm trying to get to here.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair and accurate. And I think we've been fortunate, to kind of go back a little bit, not only the Finlandia game, but the two conference games down to Crown, the first one to take on a team that we have beat in my time here. And, you know, they have arguably one of the best, if not the best player in the league on their team. And to go down there and win, and then to go to Martin Luther, where they've played very close with some teams, always a tough team to play there. We had to grind that one out. That was a double-digit win, but that was not as easy as it looked. Just to go win on the road, I think, is a challenge. And now that we have a chance to get back home and kind of hit the reset button, you use the word momentum. I'd say that would be accurate. I probably channel it out in words to our guys is continue to get better, not getting complacent, continuing to just tighten things up. So we've been trying to do that, try to stay with an edge and not fall off because, you know, you could slip at any time. And obviously we like where we sit in the standings and we want to stay there.
And looking at this team now also, we kind of talked a little bit about it at the end of 2019, the fact that you guys are pretty well balanced. Veed is basically option number one on offense. I think everybody knows that. But Alan Anderson has come on. You know, Mac Rechdahl, you know you're going to get with him as far as points. But the freshman Mason Ackley now is kind of stepping into that role as another potential double-figure scorer for you every time out. How important is that balance going to be down the stretch here as you guys push for possibly a home playoff game?
Yeah, it's huge, and I think, and it is accurate that we go to Veed number one. I think some of that is because of Veed and the player that he is. Some of that's because we want to get the ball inside. Alan has, I think, continued to solidify himself. Mac Rechdahl, was injured there for a while. He's been a great to have back. Mason has definitely inserted himself offensively and showing that he's a capable scorer. And Eli Vogel had 14 for us as a freshman who was in the starting lineup the last game too. So to have that balance, it's great. Joseph Fahrenholz, I think, has scored 7 points each of the last two games out. So to keep finding that scoring is huge for us. You know, we're down Colton Williams right now, so if we can find some scoring outside of those, those three guys that you had mentioned and Mason solidifying himself is only going to make us better. We talk about getting better and momentum. That's going to be a huge part of it if guys can keep stepping up like that.
And now turning to this game, speaking of scoring, taking on Minnesota Morris, a team that scores a lot of points.
Yep.
They average over 80. They give up about 85 or 86 a game. They are kind of like you guys in the sense that they have a lead guard who scores a lot of points.
Yep.
You know, we talk about Allen averaging about 13 a game. Their lead scorer is James Pendleton. He averages over 17 a game.
Yep.
But they're kind of like you guys in the sense that they kind of spread the scoring around quite
Definitely.
A bit. There isn't one or
Definitely.
Two guys that, you know, really kind of carry the load for them. So it's kind of an interesting matchup here when you talk about the player for player in this game here today, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a very, you know, matchup type of game. I would say their guards are probably a little more productive on the stat sheet, you know, than really a lot of the teams in the league. But, I mean, they have five guys averaging double figures, if not six, over 9 points a game. Yeah, they're capable. They're another team that, you know, their record doesn't speak for how good they are. I mean, they've had, I think, six single-digit games. You know, they were up against Bethany. You know, I think it was Skalaska was a single-digit game. They played St. John's to a single-digit game earlier in the year. So, they're very capable. Pendleton obviously leads the force there. But I think all of their guards are very capable. And I think they got two or three bigs that are capable on the inside as well. So they are a complete team. They lead the league in field goal percentage, three-point field goal percentage. So they are an offensively capable team, to say the least. And the numbers don't lie. I mean, that's not my opinion. The numbers don't lie. That's what they are. So
it's going to come down to you guys really guarding, I guess, is what I'm trying to get around to here.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, you know, you look at a team like Morris that has the best offensive numbers, and I think there's more to the game than just the what's on the stat sheet, but it is trends, and Morris does lead offensively, and we lead defensively. So, I mean, you're going to have those two teams go up against one another. They rebound it fairly well. So, yeah, I think there's no room for errors on this Sunday afternoon now. So,
all right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time, and good luck today against the Cougars.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Greg Balkowski. I'll be right back with the starting lineups and then the opening tip of this UMAC conference contest between the Yellow Jackets and Minnesota Morris right after this. This is Yellow Jacket men's basketball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.